Listening Library presents How We Got to Now. This is the author, Stephen Johnson. For Dean. Introduction. How was your day? Did you wake up in a room comfortably cool or warm? Did you shower in a strong, steady stream of water? Could you see to get dressed when it was still dark out? Did you gulp down a carton of milk at lunch, even though there isn't a cow in sight? Could you tune out a pesky sibling because your earbuds were firmly implanted? So the day was okay, nothing remarkable, until you stopped to think about the fact that you can control temperature, light, sound, water, basically everything in your environment. Most of us in the developed world don't give a passing thought to how amazing it is that we enjoy luxuries like drinking water that won't kill us because of bacterial disease, artificial light that stretches the day into night, or air conditioning that lets many of us live comfortably in climates that would have been intolerable just 60 years ago. We don't really even consider these luxuries at all. But who made all this possible? No one. As in, no one person. If you want to understand how big ideas truly changed the world, you need to get rid of the myth of the eureka moment. Brilliant inventions don't come about because some solitary genius is smarter than everyone else. Ideas are fundamentally networks of other ideas. We take the tools and metaphors and concepts and scientific understanding of our time.